With us now is Alan Migliorato, and he is a Florida business owner and co-founder of Adventure Catholic Leadership Training. He's the author of a wonderful book, The Manly Art of Training a Daughter, and he's been giving us a lot of parenting tips over this time. He has a lot to give parents to think about, as well as children. Alan, thanks for being with us today.
Hey, Father Rob, good to hear from you. How's everything going on up there?
Oh, you know, Cincinnati, it's a laugh a minute, that's for sure. That's the life in the Queen City. So today your topic is looking for strengths in your children.
Right. Such an important thing for parents to do. And one of the most important things that can happen in the relationship with your child is helping your kids identify their strengths. And I always tell parents the very first step to that is to create an honest dialogue with your children. So not every kid is a superstar athlete, you know. And when we tell our kids, oh, you did a great job, you did a great job, you did a great job, and they really didn't do a great job, that's not helping them grow. It's not helping them look for, you know, their strengths or improve upon their weaknesses. But it's that tricky balance of being kind and not being nice, because I think those are two completely separate things to be with your kids, is kind and nice. And kindness is always the truth.
That's right. And Alan, one of the things also, when you hear trying to find your child's strengths, do you think that, I mean, if I was a parent, I heard that's going to be expensive because, okay, they want to do this. They want to go to karate, and now they want to play the flute, and now they want to go take acting classes, and now they think they're going to be a great artist. And so they go through all these things, and they thought they wanted them, and they didn't, and now they have a whole house full of unused materials, but in the process, they're still looking for strengths. Can you tell us the difference between that kind of approach versus what you're suggesting?
Well, what I'm suggesting is, you know, you want your kids to try different things, and it's great. But before you go and spend, you know, singing lessons on, you know, on your kid that you know doesn't have a good voice and you just don't want to admit it, you know, it's something to consider. How bad does your child want this? Now, you know, I have a friend who's opened businesses in the past He's just not a good business owner, and every business that he owns, they fail. And he's had several failed businesses because he tries to open new ones all the time based on what he thinks he's been told he's good at. So his strengths are really as a business support. He's a wonderful manager. He's just not an owner, you know. And I've had a talk with him about this, and you know, and he didn't really like what I had to say, but I mean, I was as kind as I could be. He asked me my opinion. Well, why, Alan?
Well,
why
that was the first mistake there, Alan. That was the first mistake he made.
He knows this. He knows this. And he said, why do you think my businesses keep failing? I said, because you're not a business owner. You're a manager. He's like, well, why'd you say that? And I said, it's the truth. You know, and that's the problem, is that at a young age, well, you know, I know him really well, and at a young age, he was lied to about things that his parents said he was good at that he wasn't. And so he kept trying to improve on these things because kids know the truth. You tell a kid that they're good at something that they're not good at, and they know they're not good at it. But they want to try to prove you right because they love you and respect you and care for you. And so they do all of these things to try to make themselves into the person that you think that they should be. My oldest daughter, not a softball player, but I was a great baseball player. So I projected that onto her when she was very, very young and said, come on, we're going to go out and play softball. She was miserable with it. So, you know, I mean, we didn't go into it that far because I realized this kid does not have this athletic skill to play softball. And it wasn't like a first time failure and, okay, that's it. You didn't hit a home run, so we're not going to do it. She played a season and then said, you know, I don't like softball a whole lot. And I said, okay, well, let's find something that you do like. And so that blossomed into all these wonderful things that she likes, that she really is good at. But if I would have kept pushing softball on her when she was young, you know, because I was good at softball, that would have been miserable for everybody, and miserable for me to watch, and miserable for her to play.
So would you think it's okay then if children say that they want to try something that they haven't tried before, that it's something you would encourage?
I encourage, let's go, like, so let me give you an example. So if my daughter says, hey, I want to try to play soccer. Well, why don't we go watch a soccer game and tell me what it is that you like about it? you know, or maybe I'll buy a soccer ball because that's not a huge investment. But if she says I want to be a trapeze artist, then I'm not going to buy a trapeze and put it in my backyard. So I think there's a level of common sense with being a parent that has to come along with this, where we're not spending, you know, thousands of dollars on equipment just so that they can try something, and then you got a garage sale, you know, you get a hundredth of what you paid for this stuff. I'm not suggesting that. What I am suggesting is, you know, go, you know, spend some time with your kids. If they like baseball, all right, let's go watch a baseball game. I'll get a glove. You know, how much can a glove and a baseball be? So we're not spending thousands of dollars. But if it's something that's really, you know, you're really serious about that, hey, Dad, I want to, you know, I want to be a whatever. I want to take flying lessons. Well, now we're talking about something that's substantially more than a baseball. So do you really want to take flying lessons? What is it that you like about flying? Sometimes these things wear off, too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, your kids are, they like blue this week, they like pink next week. So sometimes these things wear off, and my suggestion is to not jump right on it, you know, see how serious they are about it.
That's very important advice, because if they go and watch or see this video where all their friends are doing it, give them a week and see if they go back, if they're still interested. If they're not interested, then, well, you know, like I said, it wears off. There's these infatuations, and then there's real passions. Now, have you ever, as a parent, really discovered something in your children that they didn't see?
Oh, all the time, you know, all the time. And the thing is, I think as parents, when we tell our kids, hey, you know, you're really good at something, and it depends, we have to watch how our kids take that, because sometimes they're like, oh, my dad told me I'm good at something, or my mom told me I'm good at something. So now I either have to be good at it, or I have to tell them, no, I just got lucky. So they don't want to set themselves up for failure. So it's important to let your kids know it's okay to fail. I think that you're good at something, you know, and you seem like a natural at this or natural at that. My youngest daughter's hilarious. Like, she's very, very funny, like very quick-witted, and she's in theater. But, you know, that was encouraged by, like, wow, she's really, you know, she's a ham. So, like, you know, when she's in front of people, like, she always has the attention and she's always making jokes. She's great for theater, great for singing. She's got a beautiful voice. So we encourage that. She's not a basketball player, and so we don't encourage that. She played basketball, but, you know, she'd say, how'd I do? I'd say, well, how do you think you did? Well, I don't think I did too good. Well, I would agree. So maybe, you know, maybe this is not the sport for you. I mean, do you enjoy playing? No. Why are you playing, you know? So, yeah, I think that we just need to be honest with our kids first and foremost.
Well, that's important. And two of the other things in terms of working on strengths, how far are you willing to go? Because, you know, having a strength, I mean, for instance, let's say they were good at softball or something. Well, they're never probably going to be a professional softball player, but they like the sport and all this. And then people go into these select leagues and pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars and travel all over the place. When should parents set limits of strengths versus stuff they like?
Well, I think parents sometimes let their desires bleed into when they see their kids are good at something. My middle daughter is a perfect example. Great at basketball, but she didn't really enjoy it. But because I saw that she had a really good strength at it, I was pushing it. And I write about that in my book, that
right,
that was one of my big failures, is that I kept pushing this on her and pushing it on her. And she wasn't enjoying it. Just because she was good at it, you know, doesn't mean that it's something that she should have to do. So interests and strengths don't always parallel one another.
That's a very important piece of advice there, Alan. So thanks for being with us and sharing your thoughts today on helping to find strengths in your children. If people want to find out more about Adventure Catholic, where can they go?
Facebook, we're on Facebook as Adventure Catholic, but the best place where you can see all of our interviews or hear all of our interviews, we're going to work on a seeing one sometime soon, but the hear all of our interviews is adventurecatholic.com.
Great. Well, Alan, thanks for being with us today, and I hope things are going well in Florida and everyone's staying safe and healthy.
Thank you. Thank you. Same to you, Father. God bless you.